I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, we meet the man who kept his 100-mile ultramarathon streak alive by running 13,200 laps around his living room in Brooklyn. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
NBA teams aren't expecting guidance on when the league will return until June 1st, but that hasn't stopped The Athletic from reporting that the most likely scenario puts all of the games in Disney World. I still love this idea, but it might just be because I miss Disney World.
Well, I mean, it will be the completion of Disney / ESPN's total swallowing of professional sports.
Right.
What are they going to do? You're going to hang around Epcot and then play a couple of games? It's not an uninteresting idea, but it's also going to be a very, very strange way to play basketball.
Major League Baseball sent a 67-page health and safety proposal to its players last weekend. The document covers everything from how often everyone would be tested every day, at least to start, to the recommendation that players not shower in the locker room. They seem to have thought of everything, don't you think?
All of these proposals are dependent upon actually playing the games, and there's nothing in here that I can see about the fans who are not going to be allowed to watch, which is going to be strange in its own right.
Some players are asking why, if everyone's going to get tested every day, they can't just high-five and spit sunflower seeds like they usually would. Would you like to explain?
Yeah, because you don't want to catch this virus and be compromised in your respiratory system for the rest of your life. I mean, it doesn't work that way. If you get tested at 9 o'clock in the morning, you can wind up getting the virus at 9:15. Testing is basically a snapshot.
We've got a good news, bad news situation in Tokyo, Charlie. Would you like the good news first?
Absolutely.
So the IOC will pay $650 million towards the cost of delaying the Olympics for a year, which, considering the IOC was taking the hard line of that's Tokyo's problem, seems pretty okay, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take a while for the IOC to launder the money, but, you know, as soon as they get it clean, it'll go to Tokyo.
Okay, bad news. If the games can't be held in 2021, the IOC is now saying, better luck next time, Tokyo. Thanks for the $15 billion you've already spent. We're moving on to Paris 2024.
You can't have fish or cut bait time for 2 years. You've got to either decide to hold these things or not. The athletes are up in the air. The athletes who are at the end of their Olympic careers, they don't have any idea what's going to happen. They've got one more Olympic Games in them, and they don't know if they're going to occur at all. So I don't find the IOC's proposal there that unreasonable. It pains me greatly to say that, by the way, but it's true.
And finally, Charlie, the German Bundesliga has returned to play, and already we have our first scandal. Augsburg manager Heiko Herrlich missed his team's return to play a 2-1 loss after being banned from the game for breaking quarantine a few days earlier. I mean, quarantine is important, so he must have had a good reason to leave, right?
Look, at dental hygiene is important, too. He went out to buy toothpaste.
And face cream.
You know, you got your beauty routine and your teeth. I mean, the guy just wanted to look good on TV. I don't have a problem with this at all. I want to know who ratted him out. Was it the guy at the drugstore who ratted him out?
I don't know. We need an investigation, clearly.
We do.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Karen.